Welcome back. We're up to Perek Dalet Mishnah at Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 13 of Maseches Trumos. Continuing in our discussion of being Mevatel to nullify the Truma in a Chulin mixture, says the Mishnah, a case that at first glance seems to not necessarily be such a tremendous Chiddush, but nonetheless, that's what the Mishnah says, and I'm sure that there is something that maybe beyond face value that is necessary and significant, says the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, Maaseh let's say, or the following story actually took place, that that the following happened in front of Rabbi Akiva, that there were 50 bundles of these chulin vegetables, and in this grouping of 50 bundles of vegetables, there was a similar bundle that fell in, meaning this bundle was the same size as all the other bundles, but this bundle was half truma that fell in. V'amarti l'fan of Tala, and says Rabbi Yossi that I said before him that it is going to be batel inside the rest of the mixture. Lo sheha truma tala b'chamisha mechad, and it's not because the truma can be nullified in the total of 51 total bundles. Ela shayu sham mea shnei chatzayim. Rather, since only half of that bundle that fell in was truma, so we include what we do is we take the half of the bundle that fell in that was truma, and we take half of it that wasn't truma, and then we say, let's multiply all of the other bundles by two, because we could just call each of the bundles two halves of a bundle, and so therefore ultimately we're left with 102 half bundles that will make it such that the truma will be nullified, and so therefore the truma is going to be nullified. It would seem therefore that the significance of this case is that we don't necessarily care about the bundle entities as much as we care about the quantity. So, for example, if in one bundle there were six pieces of produce, and three was truma and three was chulin, and in all the other bundles there were six things of chulin, so we basically just count the quantity of the individual pieces of produce and not the entirety of the bundles and consider them to be one piece, we can break it down even more. That seems to be the chiddush of the Mishnah. That was Perek Dalet. Now on to Perek Hei, Chapter 5, Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah in the fifth Perek. Says the Mishnah, Se'ah Truma Tmea. If you have a Se'ah of Truma, that is Tamei, Shenafla Lefachos Mimea Chulin on the Meiser Rishon on the Meiser Sheni on the Heklish. And you have the Se'ah of Truma, that's Tamei, and it falls into less than 100 Se'ah of Chulin, or less than 100 Se'ah of Meiser Rishon, less than 100 Se'ah of Meiser Sheni, or less than 100 Se'ah of Hekdesh. Bein Tamein, Bein Tehorim, Yirkavu. And the halacha is that whether the produce that the truma fell into, whether it's tamei or tahor, so since this is not going to be mevatel, since it won't be nullified in this mixture because there's less than 100, so they're all just going to be left to rot, because at the end of the day, truma tamei cannot be eaten. So if you have truma tamei, if you have this impure truma, and the kohen can't eat it, so it was not mevatel in this mixture, so the entire mixture is just going to be left to rot. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, well, what happens if the truma fell into this produce that was tahor? And let's just take a look inside. Im tahora haisa osa hasa, if the seya of truma was tahor and it fell into less than 100 seya of chulin that was also tahor, and the mixture basically contains truma that has to be given to the kohen and chulin that has to it doesn't have to be given to the kohen, so in such a situation, but it's not nullified. So yimachru la kohen, Kohanim b'dmei truma. So very simple. You give this mixture to the Kohanim, you sell it to the Kohanim at the cheaper price of whatever the value of truma is. Truma in general would be considered cheaper because it could only be eaten by a Kohen, and if it becomes tamei, even the Kohen can't eat it. So you sell it to the Kohen at this cheaper price, chutz midmei osasa, except for the value of the truma, because the truma itself cannot be sold to the Kohen. He gets that for free, and so therefore, so if it was, let's say, 30 chulin pieces and one truma piece, so you charge him only for the 30 chulin pieces, and you charge him the chulin pieces as you would if you were coming up with a dollar amount for truma. That's how much you charge him for these 30 se'ah of chulin that's mixed with this one se'ah of truma. Okay, then says the Mishnah further, V'im l'maiser rishon nafle, if the truma tahora fell into less than 100 seah of maiser rishon, that truma's maiser was not yet separated. So again, so maiser rishon, that would be for the Levim, but the Levim take out truma's maiser for the Kohanim. So you have this truma tahora, this pure truma that falls into this mixture. So what's a Levi going to do? He can't eat the truma either. So you kari shame the truma's maiser, so he gives the entire mixture to a Levi, and the Levi should then designate the Maaser Rishon, that all the Maaser Rishon that's in there, as Trumas Maaser for other Maaser Rishon that he has, and the mixture now has Truma and Trumas Maaser, so you give that all to a Kohen at no charge whatsoever, and you'd be good to go. V'im l'maaser sheni ol hekdesh nafla, if the Truma Tahora fell into less than 100 Seah of Maaser sheni, which can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, or has to be redeemed, or it fell into Hekdesh, which cannot be eaten at all, unless it's redeemed. So Hare Elu Yipadu, so the Maaser sheni or the Hekdesh in the mixture should basically just be redeemed, and then the mixture is going to be sold to a Kohen at the cheaper price of Truma, and that does not include the value of the single Seah of Truma, and that's going to be, and that will part will be given to him at no charge whatsoever. Now the Mishnah is going to shift to a discussion talking about Truma that fell into produce that is Tahor, and Truma Tahor that fell into chulin produce that is tamei, and what the halacha is there. Just a quick case. Vim tameim hayu osan chulin, if the chulin that the truma fell into was tamei. Ye'achlu nekudim o kelayos, the produce can be eaten only dried or toasted. We'll explain why in just a second. Yiloshu b'mei peros, or the produce could be kneaded with fruit juice. Like a berry juice or a pomegranate juice, the mafarshim explain. Yischalku l'isus kadesha lo yehi b'makom echad kbeitza, or you should divide it up into small portions of dough, that there's not more than a beitza volume, or there's not a minimum of a beitza of an egg volume in any single place. So what's this all about? So very simple. Whenever you have truma tahora and it mixes with chulin, that's tamei. So you say, well, that's, you know, not good news. If I have a dairy food that mixes with my meat food, then you know, not good news for the Jews. But no, the Mishnah explains that and it's implied, and it's very clear what it's talking about. If you have truma tamei, if you have truma tahora, pure truma that mixes with chulin tamei, it doesn't automatically become tamei. No, not at all. It needs to be machshir l'tumah. You need to wet it in a certain way, or it needs to be a certain size, and only then can it become tamei. So says the Mishnah. This is okay. All you have to do is, you know, only the Kohen should partake of this, since there is truma that wasn't nullified, and all you have to do is make sure that the produce is kept dry, so the truma won't become tamei, and so the Kohen could eat tamei chulin, right? He just can't eat tamei truma, right? The Kohen will then have to purify himself, obviously, but that, you know, that's okay, and maybe he's already tamei, whatever it is, so make sure that the produce is dry or it's toasted, or you need the produce with fruit juice that is not machshir l'tumah, or you eat this dough in small enough portions such that the dough could even be kneaded with water, because if it's less than a kibetza, then it can't transmit tuma, and in all these situations, then it would be okay for the Kohen to eat the truma. Anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis of Maseches Trumos. Have a wonderful day.